I hope you all brought a happy mind state with you. If not, it's gonna become happy in a few moments. With the beautiful power of your fellow meditators. You all know there's nothing to do, so let's get on with it. somebody from Italy is suffering some sort of chronic back pain, it seems, and asking what to do in the meditation, if I have any suggestions. Personally, I find that very difficult to start the meditation with strong pain. You say you focus on the back pain, being aware of this, and I think I would like to take my mind as far away from the pain as possible in the meditation. So maybe alleviate the pain as good as possible, be in a position where it doesn't hurt so much, and then maybe focus on something that you create in the mind first, something that is beautiful enough that it can deal with that unpleasant sensation, because the more unpleasant the sensation, the harder it is to get away from it, to not associate with it, not to be the pain. So I don't like that stuff personally, where you focus on something that is painful and hurtful. As I never had any success with that myself in my meditation. I have read that a lot and heard that a lot. Personally, for me, it doesn't work. So try to make sure that the pain in that moment is the least pain possible. So you take your painkillers, and I don't know what sort of drugs are available for that stuff, to make it as comfortable as you can, sit as comfortable as you can, and then make your mind as comfortable and nice as you can. And if you get some power up in the beginning in your meditation, or some kindness up, then when the pain becomes the dominant factor and just keeps nagging and nagging and trying to drag the attention away, then hopefully the mind is kind enough that it can look at the pain as pain. It's just this. If it's powerful enough, it's not your pain anymore, and there's nobody there that is angry with the pain, doesn't want the pain. But the mind needs some momentum for that. Otherwise, I personally feel that it's impossible for me, at least, to get directly into pain and be at ease with it or whatnot, focus at it. If I associate my meditation with pain, going into pain, then I don't want to meditate. I mean, I think it's the worst thing one can do, just starting to associate meditation with pain and discomfort. And how in the world does one want to keep up meditation after a while? If the big thrill and the faith is gone a little bit, and one realizes with how much stuff one has to deal, and one is not going like that into a jhana or whatnot, and you know, escape, then it's only the beautiful moments, the little bit of taste of calmness and happiness that we have experienced that keep us going in that direction, and that give us an idea what the meditation is all about. It's being able to let go of this association of self, and having this a little bit of distance with what is going on in the body and the mind. Some observer that is in the background, and not identifying itself with any sensation that comes into the mind. and seeing some beauty in that, because that process is just rolling on and on and on, and we realize more and more there's nothing we can do about that. If it's pain in the body, pain in the mind, unholds the mind state, coming, going. Beautiful is if that stuff can go on and nobody cares very much. This is not this kind watcher is just observing what is going on. But I just encourage you from focusing on the pain in your back. That's what I can say about that. Okay, have a beautiful afternoon. Thanks for coming. I hope you enjoyed yourself.